Creating water out of thin air in the Navajo Nation. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. All this week, we're talking about how technology can help us adapt to climate change. The West is in a drought that's only getting worse, and drought is an even bigger problem in places that have uneven access to water to start with. In the Navajo Nation, in the southwestern U.S., many homes have no running water at all. The tribe is working with a startup Source, which makes hydro panels, solar-powered panels that pull water vapor from the air and condense it into clean drinking water. Milton So is president of the Cameron chapter in the Navajo Nation, where one family got Source panels this summer. He described the water they make.
When I was a child, when we went out hunting for small game, with my grandfather, when the storm went through, you would have craters in the sandstone that held water. So we used to bend over and drink the water out of these craters, and it was pure rainwater. When I first tasted that water, I just flashed back to that part of my memory. So that's what the water tastes like, really clean and pure water, like it came from the rain.
Wow. And is it the one family in Cameron that has them right now?
Right now, yeah. People that don't have running water, you know, some of them have to drive an hour and a half one way to town to get drinking water. People say, well, water is not expensive. Sure, if you have access to the store that's around the corner, yes. But yeah, for us, the reality is that just going to the town of Flagstaff, you're spending $50 on gas and other things when you go buy water in town. A case of bottled water actually costing you around, you know, $60-$80, you know.
How often do people have to go? Like, can you estimate how much a month that might cost and how much somebody is, maybe this one household is saving with the hydro panels?
I would think they would go probably 3 days out of the week to get water. But we also have folks that still rely on their livestock, sheep, cattle, horses. So they're running almost daily to haul water.
Right. More broadly, when you look at bringing infrastructure to Cameron and the Navajo Nation, hydro panels, but also like renewable energy, new electric grids, do you feel hopeful that, you know, the reservation has a chance to maybe create a new vision of energy and water that isn't so destructive?
One of the things about the climate change also is that we get more sunlight now. And I think the tribe itself has a lot of interest in renewable energy. And, you know, this energy developed in our community here in Cameron could be sold to California and surrounding states. At the same time, we also would like a smaller scale of solar energy to homes that are off the grid. That way we don't have to run more wires on our land, you know, which is such an eyesore to me. There's a price you pay, you know, and that price is not only going to be coming out of your pocket, but are you willing to sacrifice the beauty of the land to get power?
I mean, do you think that could become a model for the rest of the country and other parts of the world?
I always tell people that are interested in trying something new in Cameron, we're willing to try it here, be the first. If it works here, it'll work anywhere.
Milton So is president of the Cameron chapter in the Navajo Nation. And now for some related links. First, a little more information about these panels in the Navajo Nation. The panels are not cheap. A two-panel system costs about $6,000 to install. Grants help the tribe install panels on 17 homes across the entire Navajo Nation. But now, Source said it's working with the tribe to install panels on 500 more homes. The installations are part of the tribe's COVID response, because the pandemic has made the water scarcity problem even worse now that people need so much more water for hand washing and sanitation. For more on the tech behind these panels, we interviewed Source's CEO, Cody Friesen, last year. Back then, the company was called Zero Mass Water. You can find links to that interview over at marketplacetech.org. In September, the company changed its name, obviously, but also reincorporated as a public benefit corporation. It's still a for-profit company, but with a public good at its, you know, source. Last June, the company raised an additional $50 million in venture funding from, among other funders, Bill Gates' Breakthrough Energy Ventures. You can hear more about adapting to climate change in our hour-long special, How We Survive. Listen to that on select local public media stations. Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produced the show. Our engineers are Robin Edgar and Becca Weinman. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. As a dedicated listener and superfan, you already make Marketplace part of your routine, including Marketplace Tech, to get your daily fix of independent, fact-based news. But now you can bring even more Marketplace into your everyday with our new Liquid Assets mug, yours as a thank you gift when you donate just $5 a month. To check out our new Marketplace mug and support public service journalism, go to marketplace.org/givetech. Thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.